Blog Talk Radio.
Enhance your mind. Recharge your spirit. Awaken your soul. Enhancing Awareness Radio. Enhancing awareness with clarity.
Next to the narrow, but I'll be hood forever. I'm the new Sinatra, and since I made it here, I can make it anywhere. Yeah, they love me everywhere. I used to cop in Harlem, all of my Dominicanos right there up on Broadway. Pulled me back to that McDonald's, took it to my stash spot, 560 State Street. Catch me in the kitchen like the Simmons whipping pastry. Cruising down A Street, off-white Lexus, driving so slow, but BK is from Texas. Me, I'm out that Bed-Stuy, home of that boy Biggie. Now I live on Billboard, and I bought my boys with me. Say what up to Tata, still sipping my top, sitting courtside, Knicks and Nets give me high five. Nigga, I be spiked out, I could trip a referee, tell by my attitude that I most definitely from. I made the Yankee hat more famous than a Yankee king. You should know I bleed blue, but I ain't a crypto. But I got a gang of niggas walking with my click though. Welcome to the melting pot, corners where we selling rock. Africa been by the shit, home of the hip hop. Yellow cap, gypsy cap, dollar cap, holla back. For foreigners it ain't fair, they act like they forgot how to act. 8 million stories out there in the naked city. It's a pity half of y'all won't make it. Me, I got a plug special ed, I got it made. If Jesus paying LeBron, I'm paying Dwayne Wade. 3 dice, Z-Lo, 3 card, Marley. Labor Day parade, rest in peace, Bob Marley. Statue of Liberty, long live the World Trade, long live the King, yo. I'm from the Empire State. That's blinders, or they could step out of bounds quick. The sidelines is lined with casualties who tip the life casually, then gradually become worse. Don't fight the apple eve, caught up in the in crowd. Now you're in style, and in the winter gets cold, in vogue with your skin out. City of sin, it's a pity on a whim. Good girls going bad, the city's filled with them. Mommy took a bus trip, now she got a bust out. Everybody ride her, just like a bus route. Hail Mary to the city, you're a virgin, and Jesus can't save you. Life starts when the church in. Came here for school, graduated to the highlight. Ball players, rap stars, addicted to the limelight. MC and May got you feeling like a champion. The city never sleeps, better slip you an ambient.
Big shit.
brothers and sisters. What's going on? Brother, sister, this is Lester. Anyway, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? Let me tell you something. You, my brothers and sisters, you primordial deities, you so-called African-Americans, all right, it has been proven over and over again that we, the so-called black Americans, African-Americans, we who are the primordial deities, it has been proven over and over and over and that we are the original beings of this realm. All right? We're the original beings, not no fucking Africans. All right? One day I was at this restaurant getting some stuff for my wife or whatever, and I saw this sister, and, you know, she saw my crystals or whatever, and I told her, you know, what my position was, da-da-da-da-da. And she says, oh, I'm Igbo. I said, no, you're not. I said, no, you're not. And she said, Igbo's from everywhere. I said, no, you're not. And, you know, our people, and once our people get into that pan-African shit and want to start carrying crystals and all, they have this idea that they're from that land. And that land called Africa is literally a barren land, all right, from an old, and ancient war that happened a long time ago. But we allowed them to come here because they're from this galaxy. But they're not original. And that land called Africa is not the motherland. Our brothers and sisters listening to these lying-ass motherfucking Saxons, listening to these motherfuckers, and they lie and lie and lie and lie, and that's all they ever do is fucking lie. And then on top of the lying, they have like this mental disorder where they have this problem with identity, all right? Where they want to identify themselves as us, just like that sexual woman at work. She swears she us. Can't say nothing to her. I guarantee you if I say something, they're going to be walking my ass out the door. But you must see that we are the original beings. Us being the original beings and having the knowledge of who we are should encourage us to go further and to tap it into the most powerful energy, to tap into that inferno, to tap into that helion, to tap into all those gases. We're the only beings who can tap into the hydrogen, the nitrogen, the boron, the radon. We're the only ones who can tap into the helium. We can tap into the neon, the oxygen, we can tap into all of those. We are the only beings who can literally tap into all these different gases. All right? We're the only ones who can tap into all the crystals, all the stones. We're the ones who can tap into the water. We're the ones who can tap into the wind. This is us, brothers and sisters. You are a manifestation, but you are a direct manifestation of this realm. You were manifested directly by this realm. All right? No other being on this realm was ever manifested as such, the original beings, the so-called black Americans. We are the sun and moon deities. We are the sun and the moon deities. Remember, these Saxons are not moon people. They don't belong to this realm. They didn't bring no moon to our planet. They didn't bring anything here but the chaos and the carnage that they came with. The lies. They brought the religion here. They brought the lies. They brought their monetary system here. They were waiting to impart this monetary system. You are original. You are original. Remember, our moon oxygen within the atmosphere. They've never been to the moon. All these brothers and sisters running around here talking about, oh, the moon is a draconian. Motherfuckers, y'all some goddamn liars. Y'all don't know the cosmos. If you don't know the planetary bodies, then stay the fuck off the goddamn videos. I am so serious. Because you're literally offsetting the original beings with fucking lies. The moon belongs to us just like the sun belongs to us. We are in Toyu. The sun was created from the moon. The moon created the sun, but you don't understand or know the knowledge of this planet or this realm because you're going on what someone else told you. As a dark angel, as a cosmic elder, it's my duty to make sure the brothers and sisters of this realm are led in the right direction, are led on the right path, because so many of our people, or sorry, so many of our species have been set in an offset manner. We have got to rise past this, brothers and sisters. We've got to rise past this. We've got to take this thing on a whole nother level. We've got to get ourselves together so we can prepare ourselves to go to war with these beings. We got to go to war with them. We've got to take a charge of everything. We literally got to take charge of everything. We got to take charge. We've got to take our realm back. We have allowed this alien species to continue to do what they want to do. Once we tap into this powerful energy that is within us, that belongs to us, that comes from us, you got to understand the energy that we're dealing with. It's within us. It comes from us. This energy comes from us because it comes from our realm and our planet. It comes from us. It's within us. It's a part of us. It imparts and it exparts in us. Come on now. This is who we are. We have a duty as the original beings to fight for this which belongs to us. These Saxons running around here, got our people running around here, playing their game in a sleep state. Once they see us stand up, then they stand up. Well, you got to remember, you have brothers and sisters, cook the bugs. You know, and they know when to strike. You know when they know to strike? When we strike, they strike. When we strike, they strike. This is why it's important for us to build ourselves into this power that we come from, this power that we create. We create the power. You generate the energy, all right? And as you generate the energy and create the energy and produce the energy feeds you and brings you into a state of absolute balance. All you Saxons, and you fucking so-called leaders of these Saxons, so-called leaders of these Orientals, I want you to prove to me that you are a direct manifestation of this realm. I want you to prove that to me. I want you to prove that to me that you come from this here. I want you to prove that you come from this here because your ass don't come from nowhere. In this realm, you come nowhere. You don't belong here. You never belong here. You force yourself to this realm. You force yourself to this planet. You force yourself on our species, telling us if you don't accept us, then you being racial, and this is racism. This is racism. Like you're gonna force us to be a part of you, and you want to force yourselves to be a part of us. The fuck is your problem? And you think you got that power? You don't. Brothers and sisters, it's time for us to raise up, rise up. It's time for us to raise up Rise up, wise up, and tap into this power. Tap into this power because the energy is here. We said a few years ago, said we're waiting on the energy. The energy is here. Energy is here. Our galactic sun is sending this energy on a massive level. These motherfuckers are hurting. These motherfuckers are hurting. They think they're so powerful with their blue uniforms and badges, and we're just, and I'm sheriff, and I'm state trooper, and I'm military, and I'm constable, and I'm the FBI and the CIA and MI6 and all this bullshit. You ain't nothing but a goddamn coward. That's all the fuck your ass is. You ain't nothing but a goddamn coward sitting behind a fake-ass position that has no bearings on any type of cosmic energy, any type of cosmic knowledge, any type of cosmic force. There was nothing in the cosmos who literally put you in that position. But you put it all behind your money, and now we're destroying your money. Let's see how far you're going to go, brothers, sisters. I want to see how far you're going to go. I want to see how far you can go, brothers, sisters, now that this shit is falling. See, they got their little money. They can't go nowhere. They're stagnant. They're stumped. They're stopped. We told you their time is up. We told you their time is up. Their season has officially finished. All right? Their season has officially finished. Now, my brothers and sisters, the original beings of this realm, I implore you to go deep within yourself and find that ultimate power, bring it out, and bring it forth, and use that power against these beings and destroy them utterly. Turn them into sand, turn them into stone, make their bodies catch fire. Put a real fear in their asses that they would never forget. Put a fear in their asses that they would never, ever forget, because they have been here far too fucking long. And it's time for them to go. It's time for them to go. This season is up. You, my brother, you, my sister, so-called black Americans, you Atlanteans. Not only the Atlanteans, we're talking about the Tartarians too, because the Tartarian carried the dragon, because they are part of Atlantis. Those of you who are the true European, our brothers and sisters going to call these Saxons Europeans. They are not Europeans. I listen to them. We got like Rod Hayes and all of them. Call them Europeans. They're not Europeans. The true Europeans look like us. They have a golden texture about themselves. The true Europeans who are original to that land over there that you call Europe, which is Tartaria, the true Europeans are us. Are us. Those are true Europeans. And then they had the nerve to put in their history books that they gathered us from this land and took us over there. Get the fuck out of here with that bullshit. I am so serious. Get the fuck out of here. That goddamn no good, senseless bullshit. They didn't put us no over there. We were already over there. Those in the land called Mexico, they're original. Those in the land called South America, all that down there, they didn't come from no fucking Africa. Oh, yeah, you know, we shipped them from Africa. And then our brothers and sisters are believing this fucking lie that they were shipped from some place called Africa to the islands. You have always been there. You have always been there. We have always been on this planet and on this ground. They tell us, oh, yeah, you know, there was a point where there was nobody on the planet. Motherfucker, we are a direct result of this realm, of this planet. And from us being manifested, we manifested the creatures that you see walking around. We manifested them. This is a power that belongs to us. We can't continue to allow these beings to exist. We've got to tap into this higher power. We've got to go into the voodoo. We got to go into the voodoo. We got to go into the kinetics. We got to go into the all-powerful energy. We got to. We have no other choice. We have no other choice, my brothers and sisters. We have no other choice. There's nothing else that we can do. We've got to go all the way in, and we got to take this war to them. But remember, when we begin, those brothers and sisters up there that's cloaked, you know what they're doing? They're going to make themselves visible, and they're going to join the attack, but they need us. They need to see if we are ready. Because, yes, they can come in, and they can fight. Why you think these sacks are getting their shit together? Why you think they're getting their shit together as far as wanting to war? Because they know what's getting ready to happen. And they know we're getting ready to clean the slate. And it's important that we clean the slate. This motherfucking slate has got to be cleaned. It's got to be polished. It's got to be. I mean, it is a necessity. It is a dire necessity that we clean the slate, that we straighten this shit out, because, brothers and sisters, it's been too long. It's been too long for our species. It's been way too long. We got to bring this shit to a complete end. We got to. We have no other choice. All right? We are a direct result of this realm. We are a direct manifestation of this realm. We got to take this thing to the next level. All right? We got to take it to the next level. We got to literally knock on the motherfucker's door and tell him, you know what? It's time for y'all to go. It's time for y'all motherfucking bitches to go. Y'all been here too goddamn long. You done caused too much trouble. You done caused too much problem for us. You caused too much. And now y'all got to go. Tap into this energy. Tap into this power. Tap into this force. We have been through this shit for far too long. And now we bring this thing to a complete end. We have to. It is a dire necessity. We bring this shit to a complete end because we have allowed them to exist. And they have the audacity to say that they have this plan to kill off everything that's natural. All right? They have the audacity. Tap into this energy. Bring down this power. If you can't tap into this energy, you got to do something. You got to do something. You got to bring the fire to these motherfuckers some kind of way. Some kind of way you got to bring the fire to these motherfuckers, because it's time for them to come to an end. Playtime is over. Their era has been done. It's their season's over. They're finished. They're finished. Their season is over. And now our season is here. You who are the original beings of this realm, you so-called African Americans, you are the original beings. You didn't come from nowhere called Africa, because the land has been barren for a long time. The land has been barren for a long time. This land here, from Canada all the way down to the islands, is the motherland. It's the motherland. All right? It's time, my brothers and sisters, it's time. Once we begin to destroy them and their systems, because we are, and their monetary system is done. All this shit is done. All this shit is over. But once we begin to destroy them and their systems, all right, you're going to see a definite change in our brothers and sisters. Right now, many of them just want to enjoy life. Every cyclist run around here talking about their policing. They're policing. They're terrorists. That's what they are. And I know, you know, some of you might say, oh, yeah, weren't you a police? Yes, I was once one of them. And I realized how much terror I brought to the original beings. And I thought I was doing a job when in reality, I was playing a game designed to destroy the minds and the spirits of the original beings. I was playing the game that they wanted me to play. We as the original beings. It's time for us to stand up. It's time for us to bring this thing to a close, bring it to an end. Remember who we are. We are a direct manifestation of this realm. These Saxons do not come from here. These Orientals are not native or original to this realm. Their forefathers invaded. Their forefathers invaded and brought them here to settle, because these are the reptilians and the draconians and the centaurs and all the other species. They came here to destroy. They came here to suck the life, because this is what they do. This is how they operate. And now it's time for us to bring this to an end. All right, brothers and sisters, we're going to go deeper into this a little later. All right? Let's cross you all.
All right, y'all. Royalty. Royalty, royalty, royalty to all. Thank you guys for tuning in to another podcast of Enhancing Awareness Radio. This is Motivational Classroom. And as you guys know, a Motivational Classroom is a segment where I pull lectures and we study them, we learn, we grow together. You know, all of the videos and YouTube clips, excuse me, that I use will always be in the show notes for you guys to like and go subscribe to their channels. So today, Motivational Classroom, guys, state of emergency, right? Because as we always say here, there's a lot going on this planet, right? And if we are not distracted by the mainstream news that they project or that they feed us, right, with all the low vibratory negativity stuff, you know, you may get a little sprinkle of a positive event here and there, but the undertone, right, is to keep one's mind in a low vibratory state to where, you know, you agree collectively, like, oh my God, you know, oh, this happened and oh, this is sad and oh, no, you know, it's to keep you locked in the underworld, right? And most of you like that, and that's okay. So with that being said, there's a lot going on this realm, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, what we think or what we've been taught, you know, even in my own research, I'm discovering that it's so much more, you guys. It's so much more to be learned than what is being taught to us, you know what I'm saying? But at the end of the day, we always encourage you to draw your own conclusions, you know, be your own student. You know, don't allow people just to come in your mind and just tell you this is that and this is that. You know, no, connect your own dots and do your own research. That's the whole purpose of information. I think we've taken and we hoard information into our mind and, you know, we draw conclusions, but really, is that really based off of our own conclusions, or is that kind of a projective type swaying, if you will? You know what I mean? So the information here on the Hanson Awareness Radio is for it, and as well as the people that I choose, you know, it's just to raise your awareness, right? As Erykah Badu says, it's one thing to know, right? But to be aware, you know what I mean? To be aware. I always had that clip ready, but to be aware, guys. So that's the importance of it. So with that being said, let's see, hold on. I got to play it, right?
When I say good, I don't mean perfect. I mean that you're aware.
And when you say good, you mean positive.
I mean aware. Right. No good if you're not aware, even if you're positive. You could be emulating something positive. That's no good. You know, it's good when you're aware. I'm aware that I'm bad. I'm aware that I'm happy. I'm aware that I'm sad. I'm aware that I'm, you know, old. I'm aware that I'm new. You know, when you're aware, that's good. You know, that can take you to everyone.
And that's the balance, you know what I'm saying? We're aware that we are not shadow. We're aware that we're not divine light. We're aware that we have more work to do. You know, we're aware that we are always a student. You know what I mean? We're aware that we need to let go of trying to control everything about life, about others, about reality, you know. And what has been going on this realm is that, you know, there's an energy. You know, I don't like to always say about black and white, but there's an imposing energy that goes against the balance of nature, okay? That's how I like to describe it. And when it comes to this opposing energy, you know what I'm saying, this is the energy that has been in rulership and that has been, you know, pretty much fought their way in it. And just, you know what I mean, it's just really off-key, guys. And, you know, it's kind of like, okay, we come to a point to where how long do you think that you can really, like, who really will want to do that, you know? And what I found even in my personal experience is that there is no compassion. You know, like, you can kind of tell what this energy is because there can be situations, you know, just about life, about reality, but it's always business and that there's, it's always the off-key and off-balance is it's always about business, control, money, power, you know, big bank, take real bank, you know what I'm saying? But when it comes to compassion, don't nobody want to hear that. And that's okay, you know, although, you know, when it comes to just something, an opposing energy is what we call it, going up against nature and fighting up against nature, that is like the ultimate form of insanity, and that's where we're at, y'all. So with that being said, I love Brother Rich and Alexis Moon. I think it's Alexis Moon. Hold on, let me see. Alexis Maximum. There we go. She's amazing, guys. And again, you guys know I love the goddess and empress and, you know, the black woman the golden woman energy as far as when she's in balance. You know, we are moving away. We're in a new age, y'all, in case many of y'all have been distracted. But we are in a new age, okay? And all of that, you know, that mask when you're born female and that masculine energy is just survival and get us through the Piscean age, you know what I mean? But we're moving more into a subtle balance age, you know, and it's not no shit that I'm just saying. It's, you know, you fuck around and find out, you know, fuck around and become aware, you know what I'm saying, in your own growth, in your own learning. So anyway, I love Alexis Maximum because she comes with an energy that is straightforward about what it is, right? But she also has that feminine tone to her to where she truly does have an undertone of compassion. You know what I mean? When it comes to the betterment of this world, when it comes to the betterment of humanity. And I love to see women when they are in that energy, just where it's not just about me and an imbalance, but it's about us. In elevation, that part. So shout out to Alexis Maximum, if you can feel me. Brother Rich, always, you know, I love these two together, and I love you when she comes on, so please be sure to go like and subscribe. But I was listening to this, and he's like, okay, what the fuck is going on in New York, okay? And what the fuck is going on, like, I live in Texas, right? So I was just looking at the sky one day, you know, I'm a sky watcher, right? So I was looking at the sky one day, and I decode clouds. I can actually see the people up there close, right? So, guys, people and things, you know what I mean? It's not just, you know, dragons, and I'm talking. It's a lot of stuff up there, you know, imagery, right? Divine imagery. So with that, guys, today's my birthday. Happy birthday to me. But, yes. So I was listening to this, and I was like, okay, there's something deeper going on. And what Alexis talks about is it's some deep shit, all right? So I want you guys to listen and decode for yourselves, but we all know that there is definitely more to what's going on than what we're being distracted from, all right? So I hope this helped you guys just like it helped me. To that channel, y'all.
Live, we are live, getting ready to have a great show tonight, very informative show tonight. I want to thank everybody in the chat waiting, a lot of people in the chat early. Got the perfect person to talk about what's going on tonight. If a lot of you remember, about 2 years ago, I was on live with this sister, and as she was telling me about the flooding in NYC and to watch out for the flooding in NYC, my basement flooded on live TV, as they would say. This was 2 years ago. So I didn't know I was going to talk about this with her tonight. I had a whole different subject, and she told me what's going on. So it's perfectly aligned. I'm about to introduce her. I want to get to a few commercials before I do. Hit the like button, family, for this important show. Tell your friends and family, because this is very important for us to, know about what's going on out there in the ethers and in the cosmos and in the world and stuff like that. So I'm going to get to a few commercials, hit the like button, and I'll be back in 1 minute, family. All right.
Hey there. Had a bad dream? I have dreams too. Some parts are scary and some parts are fun. Always remind yourself, it's only a dream and everything will be okay. I had a dream about being in a forest too. Check it out. My pet Petey was with me. Order your copy of Kayla Petey and the Forest on Amazon today.
Hey, family, it's King Simon, the founder of NumeroVision. Remember, if you want to book a session with me and get a NumeroVision consultation, all you have to do is text me your full name and date of birth to 347-496-1022. And if you want any of my books, go to linktree.com/KingSimonTheNumeroVision. That's King Simon, the NumeroVision. And your books are available on Amazon. Remember, I'm the El Numero Uno, the NumeroVision himself. And if you want to book a session, all you have to do is text me. Make sure you get my books on Amazon. I love you. Peace.
Okay, so we are back, family. We are back. Without further ado, Aquarius and Maximus, I want to welcome you back to the show, my sister.
Hey.
Good to have you back on here. Good to hear from you. I always love your perspective on things and your ability to tap into the spirit world. I think is very unique, and it's special in this world. So the audience definitely looks forward to tonight. Me and you have talked about New York plenty of times in the past. You actually helped influence the reason why I moved out of New York with your predictions of New York. I already wanted to leave, and then when that happened and you told me about the flooding, I was like, yeah, I got to get the F out of here. So with that being said, what's going on today is no surprise. I want to show you something real quick. Actually, early in the year, there was a report that came out that said New York is sinking under the weight of its buildings. And this is the Big Apple. This is the financial district of the world. This is a small little island that's extremely crowded. And today, a report came out about the Canadian wildfires through the U.S., and a lot of people are being affected. I've seen all types of pictures of the sky being red and orange, the moon being red and orange. I mean, it looked like straight Armageddon. So you into cardiology, you into the I Ching. I hope I'm saying that right. Is it I Ching or I Ching?
I Ching,
yeah. So you need to tell us from what you study and you being so tapped into the spirit world, what's going on and what should the people be doing right now, Aquarius?
Well, you know, first thing I wanted to say is, you know, when all this stuff be going on, I'd be in a whole different world. It's not like I'd be looking at this stuff. I'm like, yeah, I'm going to talk about this. Like, literally, I was in something totally different. And so what happened was it started with a friend of mine told me, hey, check this out, the reading of the year, and E5 came out, and they talk about fire, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it took me back to about 3 weeks ago. I was driving on 85, and there was two trucks on fire, and a massive fire, right? and the fire trucks hadn't even gotten there yet, so I had to drive by it. So I literally was like feet away from the fire, you know, and I could feel the heat fire. I've never been that close to a big fire like that. So I was like, I wonder what that means. Because to me, I'm a four of clubs. Everything has a meaning. So I was like, I wonder what that's about, you know. And so, you know, came back home, didn't think anything of it. But then fast forward a couple of days ago, I heard about the reading of the year, and they said, look out for fires. So that very same day, I believe, my daughter calls me and tells me there was a fire in her building. And she lives in New York. She was in Queens. So she was like, Mom, I had to run out the building, and I was in the middle of teaching a makeup class, and I got half my face done and all this other stuff. So she was bugging out. She was like, what's going on? Because they always call me. I'm the first person, you know, everybody calls. And I said, that's interesting. I said, you had to drop everything and leave. You got to look at that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So then I'm in a meeting yesterday with some business colleagues. One of them lives in New York. And he was like, hold on, wait a minute. There's a bodega up the street on fire. He was in New York. And I was like, oh, God, what is going on? You know what I mean? So I'm not, you know, I'm bugging right here. So then I see this thing about the smoke in New York. Now, mind you, I hadn't been paying attention. I wasn't really paying attention. I didn't know it was that bad, you know. Then my sister called me. She's a four club. She calls me, and she was like, what the hell is going on? She said, look at this. And my sister just recently moved back to New York. You know? But I did a reading before she left, and, you know, I told all my family, I said, she can be back. You know? And I was like, I'm going to tell her, but I was like, she'll be back. You know? And then, so then she was like, what is going on? So she's in the same card as me, but she's a Leo.
Yeah.
So, you know, so this got her anxiety up. So I went to the I Ching. The first thing I do is I usually go to the I Ching so I can get a really quick answer to see if it's something that we really need to
be about. People might be here tonight. What is the I Ching?
So the I Ching is a ancient Chinese oracle, right? But the reason why we use it is because it actually comes from the African oracle, right? It is related to the ODs. So it tends to be a quicker way. We could just do a little pull and see what's going on with the energy, right? And I actually developed an AI version of the I Ching for myself, and I haven't released it yet.
So
I will be releasing it soon, but I haven't released it. So I'll pull it out real quick. I pulled it out, and it indeed said that trouble is coming, like a darkness and chaos is coming, potentially descending on New York, right? So I said, okay, this is serious, right? Now, this is the thing. Well, we've gotten plenty of warning, you know? So I this is what sent me to the card. So I go to the cards. The first thing I look at is the seven-year spread. And the reason I want to look at the seven-year spread is because I want to refresh my memory on what's going on with New York for this whole period. So New York went into a new 7 year in 2019. That was shortly before the pandemic,
right?
Started a whole new cycle for New York. So I was like, oh, that's interesting, because in 2019, that's when me and my mom went to New York, and she came across somebody who had COVID. We didn't know it was COVID at the time, but it was somebody who was really ill, and they didn't know what was wrong with them. My mom was staying at an Airbnb, so she was like, I'm not staying here anymore because this person is really sick and we don't know what's wrong with them. So she came to the hotel. So when we came back home to Georgia, shortly after, they start talking about this, you know, COVID and blah, blah, blah. So we're like, okay. They didn't have a name yet. So we're like, okay, so COVID been here. And it was under my impression that it was in New York, right? So I looked at the cards and, again, went to the 2019 spread, and I've seen all of that. So I saw that that New York had a strong get-out signature, right? So that during the pandemic, I was telling people, leave New York. mm-hmm. right?
Mm-hmm.
So the pandemic was supposed to be a warning, you know, and I think I sent you a picture. Remember we talked about it with
Travis Scott
the yeah. Astro World. And
yeah.
he was in front of a big fire volcano, and
mm-hmm.
then it was a stampede. People were running away from the fire and the volcano.
Mm-hmm.
And I told you that was connected to New York because it was something that was a Tour Club. Travis Scott the Tour Club, but there was a Tour Club signature, and that's the car for New York. So there's
mm-hmm.
only two strong places I know of right now that are Tour Clubs. One of them is New York State. And the other is
mm-hmm.
Ukraine.
Mm,
so literally, New York State is the same card as Ukraine.
Wow.
So when you see stuff like that, you get to see a mirror of events. You know what I mean? Because on a larger scale, both of them have the same karma. So if Ukraine is being invaded, of course, they were being bombed and this and that. Now, we don't know if that's the same karma, it could just be fire or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But we do know that something is coming from New York. So New York has a Father Club in Jupiter. And the Father Club is the card of, these are five in cardology are cards of moving. But there's different kinds of moves, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Father Club is when you're thinking about moving. So you got a little nervous energy like you did, and you're like, you know what, I got to go. It's in Jupiter, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're a Jupiterian kind of person, and I know you are because you facilitate the mind speaking to the people and expanding their consciousness. But you have heavy Jupiter with you, right? So
mm-hmm.
people who have heavy Jupiter, they probably bounced already. They already left. They paid attention to the message, right? So following the Jupiter, the Father Club, is the Father Heart. And Father Heart is the card of eviction. Of
mm.
course, you got to drop everything and leave your house and you can't even take nothing with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
mm.
New York is getting ready to go into its Saturn year. Mind you, this is the same cycle that had the pandemic. So you would think they've already been through their Saturn, but they haven't. They haven't
yeah.
even gotten to the worst of it yet.
When is the
right?
Saturn year, New York? When is it?
This birthday coming up in July.
July
4th. No. New York's birthday is, I believe it's July 26th or 27th. But it's a
okay.
Tour Club day. It's the
yeah.
day that New York State entered the Union. That is its birthday. I go by the state, the day that they entered the Union as a state.
Right, right.
So it entered that day as a Tour Club. Now, the Tour Club is a very powerful card. You know, we know this is a card of communication, but this is also the card of rulership. It's the card of the king. You know what I mean? So what is New York's nickname? The Empire State, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a kingly card, right? But it's also, it's a very proud card, but it could also get violent. And, of course, we know New York has had its fair share of violence, et cetera,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So that's the card. So I'm looking at this year after the birthday. Now the card of the year is no longer Father Club where you're thinking about moving. Now it's official. Get the hell out.
Mm.
Get out. And now I realize that nothing happens without warning.
Mm.
We're given ample warning, ample signs. Like, I know the spirits are laughing right now because they're like, okay, these people just went outside. So it looks like Armageddon and went back in their house and went and had some coffee and tea. You know how New Yorkers are. You know what I mean? Hardcore. You know, like, I know the spirits is like, yo, what the hell we got to do to get their attention? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So literally, but people who are on the outside are looking in and we're looking at it like, God damn. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
leave, you know? So I called up a few of people that I close loved ones, and I told them, I was like, okay, so you're leaving, right? And they're like, okay, yeah, fine, we're going to leave. And these are friends and family. So I had to figure out a way to also tell this to the public because I don't want to cause an international disturbance. But I also want you to know that this is something I've been saying for years already, since 2019. I've been telling you to leave. Now, guess who? Higher card New York has right now. New York has a four club, which is my card, as what we call the environment card. So this is a card, or it's the solar return card. This is for the 7-year cycle. So this is a card that gives you good stuff. Mm. So I'm giving you what I represent. I represent preparation. That's what the four clubs represent. So I'm the same card as Nostradamus, right?
Mm.
And Nostradamus did the same thing. And so, you know, he didn't have the internet in his side, you know, but him and I are the same card. So I realized, you know, that it's all about preparation. I prepare people, you know, I get you prepared to, I don't get you to prepare to escape death. I get you prepared to build. So the time is now to build something new. You know what I mean? So you may be looking at it like it's the end, but it's not. It's actually the beginning, right? And it's in a lot of your destiny to be a part of building a new world. So you have to assemble, and you have to get in position, and you have to get where you're supposed to be to build this new world while the old world is dying.
Do you think, is it really the smoke and everything that we're seeing, do you think it's really the wildfires from Canada, or is that just something that they're telling us on the news? Because a lot of people don't believe mainstream media.
Well, it's nature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Smoke signals. You're supposed to put the dots together.
Right.
You know what I mean? Where, you know, smoke signals, those are smoke signals to get your attention,
mm-hmm.
right? So you don't even really have to really focus on where it's coming from. It's just what it is, what it represents.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Canada is a nation state. So that's the one thing that piqued my attention because I'm like, okay, this is serious because they're talking about it's coming from Canada. Canada is a nation state. You know, so that's like the wild card of all wild cards. That's like I'm coming for you. You know what I mean?
Wow.
So back in the day, somebody was coming to kill somebody, they dropped an ace of spades on the table.
Oh, like in the movies, right.
Yeah.
Right.
So you can say that the universe just dropped an ace of spades.
Come on, don't say it like that, Aquarius. Damn, that's cold-blooded. You said it's like the universe just dropped the ace of spades on the floor. Damn. Wow. Oh, man. Do you think, as in terms of New York and what New York is going through, the flooding a couple of years ago, the sinking, you see New York suffering through massive gentrification, and black people are leaving there like it ain't no tomorrow. It's one of the most expensive states in the world, cities in the world, and you live like a mouse in a trap. I mean, it's amazing. What they give you for $3,500. My question with that being said, you, since so many melanated people are leaving, do you think that is speeding up the process of New York facing its karma? Because all the new... you get what I'm saying. I got
That is exactly what is supposed to happen.
Mm.
But the problem is we stand in the way of karma. You know what I mean? Like, you literally stand in the way. You know, we get in the way, and you know, we save what needs not be saved.
Oh, we captain Save-A-Ho. We captain Save-A-Ho.
Yeah, exactly. You're the biggest cheerleaders for you know, and the spirits is like, yo, what the hell? You know what I mean? Move out the way. Get out the way, you know? But we still standing here like, yo, I love New York. And, this is my home. And blah, blah, blah. I'm not going nowhere. They trying to take this from us. I'm like, what are they taking from you? You literally don't own anything there.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's facts. That is definitely facts.
So what do you, I mean, it's bigger than New York, though. A lot of the states surrounding New York is getting hit by this wildfire, too. So what do you
One of the things, New York is ground zero because New York is the center of the financial world.
Yes, yes.
And right now, the financial world is being totally reformed and decimated in some areas. So where do you think is the first, you know what I mean? Like this is not new. I was just talking to my family today. We were tripping that prior to 9/11, you could walk straight on a plane without going through security.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like 9/11 in New York changed the whole planet.
Yes, it did.
You could go to the Caribbean with just a birth certificate. You didn't need a passport.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
So it changed everything. And that was like just the beginning. It's super important. You're talking about Wall Street there.
Yeah.
You're talking about the center of the financial world, even the symbolic center, the Empire State. Babylon, it's not Babylon, you know?
Yeah.
This is the ruling state of the world, the seat of the financial world.
Mm-hmm.
And it is the last king, the king of diamonds, that is going down right now. You know what I mean?
Mm.
This is the bankers.
Right.
The bankers.
Mm.
So... But you're on enemy territory. You know what I mean? Chilling, holding it up.
What?
And people are like, there's nowhere you can go. Yes, there is. I promise you, there are places that are not going to suffer what's going to go down there.
Mm-hmm. What made, and I've heard people give different takes on this, when we talk about New York, this tiny little island, rats everywhere. I think it's, a lot of it is built on top of garbage or something like that. What made it so special, according to you tapping into the spirit world? What made New York the most so famous they had to name it twice, New York, New York? No place like it in the world. If you've been there, you know what's up. You know the vibe, energy. I come from New York, Harlem to be exact. What made New York, New York? Since we're talking about it's Babylon, it's this and that. New York is a very special place if you ever lived there. What made it that, Aquarius? What made it that?
Well, I think that New York represents what America is, the melting pot.
Okay.
You know what I mean? The gateway to America. This is the gateway to America because everybody at one point or the next came through New York, came through Ellis Island, right? You
mm-hmm.
had to go through. There was a point where people came through Ellis Island to get to New York. You know, I've had relatives that come. Even I've had slave relatives, but I've also had relatives who came through Ellis Island.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the gateway to America. That's what it represents. And look at what's happening now. They're literally sending migrants.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
So
okay.
This is another sign. And I
forgot to mention that.
They're sending migrants to New York. So what we're doing right now is we always repeat the past. Astrology, you know, we just finished going through America's Pluto return, which is not over,
mm-hmm.
right? And in cardiology, we're going through some of the same times when America, even astrology, when America was created, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the essence of it is we're going through the time when America created money. The dollar, which became the global standard. A lot of people don't realize that during the last Pluto, you know, return and the creation of the country is when they created the Department of Treasury. But the Department of Treasury wasn't created to make money. It was created to pay debt.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because we were in debt because of the war, right? So what are we talking about right now? Again, we're talking about debt. We're talking about the debt ceiling. We're talking about potentially having to pay off our debts all over again, right? So they're talking about karma. Because during that time as well was the first black woman reparation, right? The first reparations case, I forget her name, I said it last time when I was up here, but who was it? Thomas Jefferson, one of them wrote her, approved her reparations. So she was paid reparations. That's why I said when I was studying reparations and I was telling you that reparations is coming again, because it began back then, like there really was reparations, right? But they didn't honor that. So now it's coming around again. So for the United States birthday after the 4th of July, the Nine of Diamonds, which I told you is the card that represents people of color, melanin people, is in the crown position for the United States. So it's going down. That means we're in the crown, meaning you have to do what we, you have to address what our demands, especially our demands for karma, mm-hmm. right? And it's also the opportunity to have to sit in the seat of power,
mm-hmm.
right? So what you're going to see is you're going to see people, you know, our folks make some big power moves. It's going to
mm-hmm.
happen.
Mm-hmm.
Left and right. You're going to
mm-hmm.
see it. Right? And I also spoke about it. I don't want to say it here because I don't want to get you kicked off of YouTube, but I'll at least say Kamala's probably going to be president soon.
Yeah? You think so?
Yeah. Absolutely. She's a 2 o'clock.
That's a bold prediction. That's a bold prediction.
We're talking about
a bold one.
So
you gotta tell me
why. He's going to become president.
Oh, because your boy is Biden. Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I want to touch on before I forget? You said something, you actually texted me about Scarlett. Now, a lot of people who are not into that hip-hop, they may not know who you're talking about, but one of the biggest songs in the underground and making its way to the mainstream is a female rapper by the name of Scarlett from the Bronx who has a song, I don't know what the title of it, but let me put some of the lyrics on it. Now, you're saying that, I want to ask you, because you sent me this thing, I guess you're saying that this is a message, like the universe
yeah,
speaks
yeah,
to
this
people?
This is how messages come, yes.
This is how messages. So let me read this.
She's a 6 o'clock, which is actually the messenger.
Okay, so hold on. Scarlett is a 6 o'clock, you're saying, which makes her a messenger.
The messenger. Yeah.
Okay, so let me just read a little bit of the hook. Now, this hook, if you're from New York or if you know anything about hip-hop, this is like the craziest shit in New York in hip-hop right now. Let me just read some of the lyrics on the screen. This is New York. Fuck, I look like telling niggas the morning. Fuck, I look like being nice, sweet, charming, and warming. Get the F out, New York. You ain't welcome anymore. Get the F out, New York. We ain't feeling you no more. Back the F up. Move the F back, and that's the hook. And it's like, it got like that Onyx energy to it. So it's like a throwback to what something we haven't heard in a while. So people are like loving the track, but you're saying behind the people loving it, there's a direct message that the universe is trying to convey to us.
Yeah.
Wow, that's big. Wow.
And this is actually taking her bigger than New York. It's taking her out of New York.
Yeah. You're right.
You know what I mean? Like this is taking her bigger than New York. So believe you me, she's being let out of New York.
So
you know, but I actually defended the song recently, and I didn't even know why. I just like it. I said, you know what? I mean, they, people are like, oh no, this is toxic. This is this. I'm like, you guys' problem is you don't know how the mothers of the universe work, how the witches work.
Yeah,
Everybody,
hold up, explain, because everybody said, like, this shit is horrible. Oh, my God, did Rich just put that on the screen? I'm about to turn the channel. Jesus, I thought this was a conscious channel.
You don't know how the witches work.
Witches is witches.
They're not all rainbows and Skittles and sea moss and all of that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? No, they're not. You know, the whole concept of good and evil and the way that you know it is very religious.
Mm.
It's very Christian. And regardless of what you say you are and you're this and you're that, I see most of y'all, and there's nothing wrong with being Christian, mind you. You know, I kind of have, there's a need for some type of religion, quote unquote.
Yeah.
But you know, there's a lot of people that don't claim to be Christian, but your Christian values.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and some Christian values are very, very low vibrational.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And the low vibrational is that a person cannot be doing their destiny and doing what they're here to do, and it's not being brought to you in this pretty polite way.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? The mothers are not, the witches, the mothers are not polite like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, even me, I could get it. I'm a, you know, witch myself, but that doesn't mean the mothers won't tap me.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Because I've been tapped too. You know,
mm.
I've gotten it, and I'd be like, damn, that's harsh. But think about your mother. Think about your grandmother. You know what I mean? You done got some harshness from your mother and harshness from your grandmother, and the spirits and Mother Nature is harsh. She literally will come and send a tornado on your ass.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't come knocking real light and be like, she comes like, get the fuck out. You know what I mean?
That's exactly what Mother Nature does.
That's what she does. So
wow.
you gotta start being more balanced. I told a story the other day. I told a story about Shun the other day,
mm-hmm.
right? And I was on my live. And there's an old dude that talks about Oshun. It's actually, I think, the very same old dude that came up for the year. But it talks about how Oshun, they were talking about Oshun because she had multiple men. She had boyfriends, husbands, you know what I mean? She had a couple of them. So, you know, they talking about her, they're calling her a hoe, you know what I mean? And trying to drag her name, right? But then I think there was a fire or something with an elder, and she was the only one that went back for him. She was the only one that went to save him. So he sat and he broke bread with her, and he blessed her. She was blessed because she was the only one that went to save him.
Wow.
So, you know, the spirits that come from our antiquity, they have a lot of common stories with humans.
Mm-hmm.
With humanity, you know what I mean? Like messing with somebody else's man or messing with somebody else's woman, or you know what I mean? We see these stories in the God story. Goddesses being bad, gods being bad, whatever. But they represent different archetypes in humanity. They represent you,
mm-hmm.
you know? And it's not to say that this isn't going anywhere. It's not. It's not going to go away. Because this is you.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
You know what I mean? So it's not all good. I mean, yeah, some of you, you know, you might not, you hear some things you may not want your kids to hear, but that means you got to be a better parent. Don't have your kids, tell your kids they can't listen to it. You can't listen to this. You know what I mean? That's you and your parents. I listen to some trap music. I love trap music.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I don't trap. That's my favorite music.
He said, I don't trap.
He's hitting hard. I'll be like, oh, that's hitting. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Because there's a part of me. I have native sage and Pluto. So there's a part of me that's hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And loves to be expressed. It loves to come out. It's creative. I get creative when I get hard. When I'm in front of my computer working on and developing software, a lot of times I'm playing that real hard music.
Mm.
Like, and I got it loud. You can ask my kids. They're like, yeah, mom's playing the fuck out of New York. You know what I mean?
Wow.
While I'm coding. You know? And other people are like, well, you put on some meditation music and some own music. I'm not listening to my own music while I'm coding. No. You know, so you got to accept all these dynamics of Mother Nature and understand. And the more you accept it, the more courage you'll have to live through it.
No, indeed, indeed. You know, I asked somebody, well, let me ask you this first, Aquarius. I mean, wow, this is just an amazing conversation. I want to take a break just to give everybody a shout out for tuning in tonight. We got over 4,000 viewers. I mean, this sister right here, y'all, she's really tapped into the spirit realm, and I really respect what the sister has to say, and I love all perspectives, and I definitely appreciate her
perspective amongst many things. I feel as though it comes from the hardest. It doesn't come from a book, Aquarius. I could tell you a witch. I could tell you be witching. I could tell a witch when I see one. You know what I'm saying? You be witching because your shit just ain't from a book you read. It comes from somewhere deeper. So I can respect that. Let me ask you this. Since we're talking about Mother Nature and we're talking about Mother Nature's aggressiveness, and we brought up Scarlet, and we're talking about fires from Mother Nature and flooding from Mother Nature, I'm just trying to understand this female principle more and this female energy more. And I guess one of the most popular females in the world, to use them as an example, melanated females, is Beyonce. Yeah, you know I was going to say that. So Beyonce calls herself Sasha Fierce. Now, people in the gay community use the word fierce, and women use the word fierce to describe certain things. So when we're talking about the feminine principle, most people think about soft and whatever word, I can't think of the word, but soft and nice and quiet. Is fierce a more appropriate word, one of the best words to describe the female principle, instead of thinking of females as, this passive creature? Is fierce a more appropriate word?
I mean, when you go out into nature, you don't want a lioness coming after you. You know what I
right,
mean?
Right.
Like, you don't want a mother bear to come after you. You don't want to go near a mother bear's cub. You don't want to go near because she's going to rip you apart. You know what I mean? So the fierceness, I think, is when we have to be. I don't, women don't walk around just fierce, like, all the time. We walk around fierce when we think that when our protective nature kicks in, like, we have to be protected. We don't like to be protected. We like to be protected. You know what I mean? However, we do have a very strong protective energy. We're mothers. You know what I mean? So, yeah, the fierceness is there. But your whole idea is you want to make the woman and the mother comfortable and secure enough that she don't have to show that side. She don't want to show that side. But if she's showing that side, then somebody's not doing their job. You know what I mean? So, but she could be showing that side because universally and cosmically it's necessary. Like, we got to dig deep. Like, we need the big power. We need Big Mama. You know what I mean? So Big Mama might have to show up, and Big Mama's going to show up in the women that are here. That's how Big Mama's going to show up.
Mm-hmm.
So the times are calling for the fierceness. The times are calling for women leadership, et cetera. The times are calling for that. But because the times want you to, number one, want you to develop trust, right? Because that's what's missing and that's what's necessary. Right now what's going on is it's all about trust. Your first trust is in your mother, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not able to trust in your mother, then you're never going to trust into Mother Nature, spirit, or anything out there. That trust has to be regained and has to be built up. Where we are right now, we're in the state of having to build trust, right? Because the universe and the spirits and everybody, whoever is out there, they're trying to give us what we want, what we've been asking for. However, if you don't trust nothing and nobody, it won't matter.
Right.
It won't matter if they're trying to give you your karmic reward. It won't matter if they're trying to give you reparations. It won't matter if they're trying to give you a new world and everything you ask for because you don't trust. So it's pointless. You're fighting the very thing that you want. So trust has to be established. Trust has to be reestablished. The next thing is, in order to build a nation, you need a strong belief system. You need to craft your own belief system, right? And that's where we are right now. We're at the point of crafting our own belief system. And that's being attacked by the internet. It's very hard to make your own belief system when you're on the internet believing everything that's being given to you on the internet. They're making your belief system, right? So you got to remove yourself from that and create your own belief system because that's a part of the building of a new world process. That's what separated the Egyptians from us. The Egyptians had a very strong belief system. When you have a strong belief system, you can lift stones 10 times.
Mm-hmm.
When you have a strong belief system.
Mm-hmm.
So now is the time to create that strong belief system. So that's why they're working so hard to feed you so much this and so much that and make you believe this and make you believe that, because they're trying to hang on to this whole belief system instead of allowing you the space to create your own new, brand new belief system that you're going to reinforce, and that's going to create this new world and this new life.
Indeed. Do you think our ancestors, once they leave this realm, are they upset if they had to go through like what we had to go through in New York? They said the first people on the stock market were slaves. The first people traded on the stock market were slaves. Do you think once we leave this realm, are we still upset? Are we mad? Like, I'm going to get them crackers. Ooh, I'm going to get them. Or like,
no,
once
you know
what
we're mad
like,
at? We're yeah. mad at the fact that our children won't listen to us. They will.
Yeah.
They don't hear us. They don't see us. We're trying to communicate with them.
Oh,
that's
okay.
what they're
okay.
mad about.
Okay.
They ain't mad at them because they know that they're not that powerful. They're mad at you because they're trying to push the energy to you to support you so that you can do what you need to do. So you're not paying attention to the signs. Like, you're not paying attention. They're giving you little subtle messages across the ethers, across the dimensions and everything, and you're just ignoring it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So they come to people like me. They come to people like you. They come to mediums and stuff, and they line up to talk to us because we got to talk to you to get you to listen.
What's your timeline? When you say this New York, like, I remember you talked about reparations happening this year. How long does New York have, would you say, before some major shit goes down? What would you
Sometime between the end of the summer and Scorpio season. Anytime between then.
Come on, that's real soon, Aquarius. Come on, man. Come on. That's right around the corner. You know how fast time is going? Wow. You ain't making these bold predictions, man. You ain't scared. You say it with a straight face. Like, you make bold predictions like that soon?
Let me tell you something. Interrupt what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And they take me off of my, what I'm working on. And they like, you got to do this. I know it's serious.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sitting here, like, working on things, and I got this going on and that going on, and they're like, nah. Mm-mm.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what do you mean, nah? Mm-mm. What's going down? So, you know, I have to pack away what I'm doing and adjust my plan a little bit. But,
you know,
they mentioned transformation, they mentioned transformation, and when I hear transformation, I think Scorpio. So I think Scorpio season. So I think by late November,
mm-hmm.
by November. But I would wait till then. You don't want to wait till everybody else is trying to figure it out.
Somebody in the chat said, and I was going to wait till a little later to ask a question, but I want to bring this up. Somebody in the chat said, if our ancestors are not mad, why is all this happening? If they're not mad, because this seemed like some bad shit for them not to be mad.
I didn't say they weren't mad. I said they're not mad at them.
Okay, yeah.
You know what I mean?
But they're mad at us for not listening, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say that they weren't mad, but even still, I won't just consider this to be mad. You got to think about when a mother is giving birth. She's in pain. She's screaming. She's giving birth. She's pushing out a baby. Is she mad?
Deep. Good point. Good point. So, Aquarius, I've seen you post about this before on your Instagram, when this concept of Pangea, when the earth was one landmass and then it got separated. Is that what's going to happen with America? America, the United States, is going to separate and by bodies of water, and, you know.
Absolutely. We're already separating by people. So we're already separating. We're beginning to segregate ourselves into different communities. You know what I mean? So we're already separating. So the land is going to do nothing but reflect that what we already got going on in our hearts, what we're doing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we are separating as a people, and you can see this on social media. You know, you got people that are like, I should have a right to be racist. I should have a right to say this. And then you got people like, if you're going to be like that, I don't want to be around you. I want to be somewhere else. So we have a separation that's occurring in the people, and it's going to be reflected in the land.
Mm-hmm.
The land will shake. The land will break. The land will separate to meet what's going on with the people.
Mm. No, indeed. Wow. You know, we talk so much about, America and the melting pot and all these nationalities coming to America, especially New York specifically, and the immigrants that recently came to New York, and they bring them in loads coming to New York, and these people want a better place, and we like, yo, and they're like, well, they're going to take these jobs y'all don't want to take, whatever. And you got people that's been here in America that's mad. I talked to several people recently about what appeared to be rednecks and black power people kind of having agreeing on certain things that, you know, are surprising and having the same kind of thought processes about things that's happening with the country. I want to ask you, in terms of cosmically speaking, so many nationalities and races, what's up with the white, well, what we call white people and what we call African-American people? It's like, it seems like that's a great showdown. African-American people versus white people. What's going on? How does that determine what happens with the rest of the world, our relationship with each other, whether we agree, whether we disagree, whether we're fighting? How big of an impact is African-Americans and these white Americans' impact on the rest of the world?
Well, there's a few things going on a few levels. One thing that's going on is the nature of supremacy and racism is being exposed, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's
mm-hmm.
being exposed as a, what do you call it, as a financial thing,
mm-hmm.
as a class
mm-hmm.
thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because when you start to have the type of feelings that when you can identify, quote unquote, with a white supremacist and their feelings against someone else, then now you're starting to demystify what their feelings are, right? Because you're identifying with their feelings.
Okay.
So start to realize that it's an economic thing and it's not a color thing, right? So as soon as you get the economics, the question is, are you going to become like them?
Mm.
So when given the economic opportunity to be in the position that they're in, are you going to do the same thing?
Mm-hmm.
And that's a trick. It's definitely a trick. Because if you do wind up doing the same thing, then you are going to be subject to the same karma.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
So I don't care who you are, because I'm a little bit dismayed with the conversations that I see online, because I'm like, okay, so you're going to replace white supremacy with another form of similar supremacy? You know what I mean? And you think that you're going to somehow excel for? No, you're going to be subject to the same karma that they're subject to right now. We're going to keep repeating the same cycle over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody gets their light in the sun. And then you get to see what they're going to do when the sun is shining on them.
Ooh, everybody gets their light in the sun. Then you get to see what they do when the sun is shining on them. God damn it. Okay. I hear you. Is there any, and I know you don't like this word, but I got to use it. Is there any conspiracy to why they're bringing, speaking of New York, to why they're bringing the immigrants to New York? or is this like a cosmic thing, that a cosmic purpose behind? And I know at the end of the day,
you gotta understand things happen on a multidimensional level.
Yeah.
Right. So on one dimensional level, yeah, there's a conspiracy. But on a multidimensional level, you know how they say the universe is the best of planets; it has its own conspiracy too. You know what I mean? So it's happening on multiple levels. I told people, I said, yes, the fact that there are migrants coming to New York being sent there in droves, that is a sign, and it's not a good one. You know what I mean? It's absolutely not a good one. So that's one thing, because that's the Five of Hearts, which is actually the card of the year for New York. I told you after the birthday, Five of Hearts, migrants, right?
Yeah.
So could they be bringing the Trojan horse in New York? Possibly.
Is there, what do you think will be, since New York is the financial capital of the world, will there be a new financial, you know, like the new world champion or the new this or the new that? Once somebody, a champion loses, there's always a new champion.
There are going to be new financial capitals.
Ooh, capitals.
Yeah.
Do you want to name one or two or three, or is that something new?
There's going to be quite a few. There'll be some in America. There'll be some in Africa. There'll be some in Asia. There'll be quite a few financial capitals, because it's going to be, we're moving towards a more distributed world, right? Where things are being distributed and we're decentralized, the key word in crypto, right?
Right.
So that means that no more central live bank, no more central money, blah, blah, blah. No. It's decentralized.
So you're in the test.
Somebody said, nah, Georgia. I know y'all like to talk about Georgia and me. I'll be having to talk about Georgia until I'm doing the face, but I'm not gonna talk about Crystal City anymore, because you might not be on that level. And I get it, because, you know, my colleagues, they like, don't lure them here no more. Don't tell them, just let them not come here. And I said, you know what? I'm gonna fold, because you can tell people all day, and they still don't believe. I posted there earlier, fat meat is greasy. So I'm gonna stop doing that. Don't come to Georgia, but whatever you do, you need to go somewhere.
Indeed. Do you think a lot of people sell contracts are expiring, and it's time for it's time for a lot of people to leave?
This is why
signed up for this, like, yo, when this happens, I'm getting out of Dodge.
But you also have a lot of people who want to leave because they want to reset their life and come back, because they know a new world is being built, and they're excited about that. You got, so I'm like, okay, I'm tired of this body. I done beat this body up. I'm tired of this life. I got all this karma I held on me. I want to start fresh.
You got to respect that.
Yep.
So when you talk to the spirit realm, you contact the spirit realm. It's telling you about New York, but is it also telling you to leave America? Because now a big movement on the internet right now is, black people are saying, listen, this is our shit now. We not from Africa, we are from here. So I'm curious to know, when you're talking to spirit, is it telling you, I know it's telling you to leave New York, is it also telling you to leave America, or is it just certain parts of America?
That is for some people. Some people are going to leave America. You know, ultimately, America was created to be that teacher to bring in the Aquarian age. You know what I mean? So people have jobs, but people are going to travel. People are going to have multiple residences, you know, and you'll see that no matter what, even if there's war, even if it's this, even if it's that, there's still going to be people who are going to be able to travel, because that's their destiny.
Right. Indeed. Wow. Let me get to the super chat question real quick. Shout out to gotta show love to these people, you know, donate. Malika Ra wants to know, what's the 2024 eclipse prediction? Oh, big eclipse. Yeah, yeah. Okay, what's the 2024 eclipse prediction with that being an 8 and Pluto rules the 8th house?
Well, this is the closing eclipse. You had the opening the eclipse of 2017, which followed the pandemic.
Right.
Then you have the closing eclipse that's coming next year, right?
Right?
So what this is supposed to represent is that closing of that karmic debt. This is why I said in 2024 that you'll receive your reparation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's definitely going to come. This is a close of that. Now, does that mean that, yeah, there's going to be another pandemic or another event? Absolutely. You know what I mean? So this is also a part of the whole cleansing process. So, yes, there's a cleansing. There's a release. Again, there are people who are being released from their soul contracts, yes, but it doesn't mean that they don't want to come back. They know that, I mean, hey, if you're being told that there's going to be a mini golden age or a golden age for your people, and we've been waiting for this for hundreds of years, you want to come back too.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why it's very important, and which is why they want you to listen to them. They want you to preserve this ancestral, you know, information and knowledge. And,
right.
You know, there are people out there trying to kill it. There are people who are trying to wipe out the memory of your ancestors.
Yeah. No,
there are people out there literally trying to do that. That's why there are kids out there that, you know, they're not revering the elderly. They're not revering, you know, ancestors and stuff like that. And you know, remember the whole boomer phase, right? Where they're like literally dissing older people, you know? This is being, and when you do that, you're doomed to repeat the same mistake. So they don't want that to happen.
Mm. Wow. Shout out to the sister Kafunia. I seen, where is she at? Is shout out, I can't put it on the screen. Kafunia, another amazing sister. Definitely appreciate the super chat. Aquarius, wow. I mean, such an amazing conversation. Such an amazing conversation. I'm trying to think where I want to take this. I'm about to get to a quick Q&A. We're about to pass the hour mark, so I'm going to get to a quick Q&A from the family before we close it out. So get your questions ready. Start putting your questions in the chat, super chat, whatever. But definitely going to get some questions.
Somebody asked about humanity and when are we going to realize that we got to work together. That's coming. That's coming now. That's actually one of the things that came out of the I Ching. You know, we're in a four decade, which is a four hearts. And the four hearts is the heart of nations,
mm-hmm.
you know, and nation building and stuff like that. So what's going to get us through is the idea that we have to work together. That's actually what the I Ching said. Like, you're going to have to work together. So that may mean that you're going to have to call up some family, call up some friends, or whatever, and say, hey, you know, I want to bring the family down here. Can we, you know, that's what the Five of Hearts is. The Five of Hearts is like not, you're not going to be able to just go somewhere and find a place to live. Like, you're going to literally have to go with family, go with friends, say, you know, friends are going to have to open up their homes, open up themselves to let people in.
You're saying it's going to get that bad out here?
Yeah.
Whew. So Aquarius, so you're in the tech, real ahead of the curve. Tell us about things that's going to happen before they happen. Right before this hit the news with New York, the announcement of Apple
tech,
the headset happened right before that. Now, this is the game changer that a lot of people has been waiting on to transition us to the next phase in terms of technology. Sort of similar like what the iPhone did. The iPhone completely changed the world. So in terms of America shifting, land masses spreading, but at the same time, technology going where it's going, your Apple and the headset, how does that impact all of this? And how, what do you think about Apple's headset? And,
I'm in the metaverse, so I'm building the metaverse. I'm a co-founder of a metaverse company.
Yeah.
So I've been telling people about it. People who know me and follow me at Aquarius Maximus, they know I've been telling y'all about the metaverse forever, and I'm actually in it, and I've shown y'all. But there has to be something that brings in the use case of the metaverse, right?
Mm-hmm.
And some people earlier thought it was a pandemic, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it still wasn't quite ready.
Yeah.
So what is going to bring in the metaverse? Why is Apple releasing the headset next year? Why did Zuckerberg really say that most of the completion of what he was working on is 2024, 2025? A lot of people didn't pay attention to that. So they just think that, oh, you know, his thing is failing. He said 2024, 2025. You know what I mean? So again, they're preparing for this. They know.
So they got the astrologers on deck. That's what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
They know what's about to happen. So they lining it up. That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Heck yeah, they're lining it up. Going to come a time where likely you may not be able to leave the house again.
Mm. That sounds doom and gloomish, Aquarius.
It's not for me because I love staying in my house. I love it.
Yeah.
I love being home. I love my home. It's not doom and gloomish for me. It's not doom and gloomish for a lot of introverts out there either. Y'all loving it.
Mm-hmm.
Just don't tell me y'all didn't love the pandemic life. I love it.
Man. Let me get to a couple of questions. Let me see. I don't know if you know about what they're talking about in this one. They're saying, you mentioned Ukraine and New York connection. What are your thoughts on the angel statue found in Russia and mud fossils being discovered?
I didn't hear about an angel statue found in Russia. But when things like that happen, you should always take notice of the date. And look at the date and try to look up the card of that date, because it says a lot about when something comes out. Because yes, it becomes a sign, a symbol. So if you turn around and you hear something about an angel, then you need to be looking for a messenger. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So we already spoke about some messengers. We spoke about, you know, Scarlet. We spoke about there's myself, there's Brother Grace, there's other messengers out there, so you need to be looking at messengers when you see stuff about angels, because that means that that means that information that could potentially save you or, you know, bring blessings in some way is trying to get to you. Even on a microcosmic level, when you look at stuff and you think that it's something that just affects the world, right, but you're looking at it, it affects you. You know what I mean? So it becomes a message for you, too.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I pay attention to everything that comes across my radar, because I know it's affecting me, it's affecting the world, and it's affecting the world in the way that's affecting me. So if I understand how it's affecting me, I can figure out how it's going to affect the world.
Indeed. Let me get to this next, the super chat question. Somebody wants to know, do you feel reparations will be in multiple forms? Like
yes.
State and federal.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It will come through the forms of state. It'll come through federal. It'll even come through corporations. So let's say you go for money. Let's say you're looking for money right now. You got a startup or something like that. This is the best time to go for it because they owe it to you.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So versus the $500,000 somebody gets here, or $1 million somebody gets here, or $300,000 somebody gets here, you might get $10 million because you went for You went straight for a company juggler.
Mm.
You know what I mean? I'm like, give me that money. So that's what I was telling people. I said reparations is going to come in all different forms on all different levels.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. Let me get to another question. Let me see. Somebody wants to know, what are your thoughts about the wildfire in Canada now spreading to the U.S.? Now they're talking about a threat. Okay, we kind of went through that already. Yeah.
So this is what you have to do. Separate yourself from what they're saying. and try to get yourself aligned in your own belief system. You know what I mean? So that's why I say about look at the bigger picture, look at the signs. You know what I mean? So if there's a wildfire and it's affecting you where you are, focus on the signs. Strengthen your belief system about what you should do to in response to this. And what is a belief system? Like, what is a good belief system? A good belief system is a belief system that produces fruit, good fruit. You know what I mean? So like a tree that produces good fruit, that can nourish you. That's a good tree, right? So a good belief system is a belief system that nourishes you, that feeds you, that gives you a good life. So that's how you know that you're working with a good belief system. If you're living in fear, if you're living in, you know, you have no direction and, you know, you're unsure all the time and, you're biased, then that's a sign of a potentially faulty belief system.
Of course, what do you think about some of the people, you know, we talk about black empowerment, we talk about black love and relationships and the family structure and the nuclear family, and we talk about spirituality and we talk about health and eating healthy. Some people, they're not bad people, but they just want the shit to be over. They don't give a fuck about none of that. They just want this to be over. They feel like, you know, doing anything that we recommend, whether it's economics, whether it's the metaverse, whether it's I'm going to eat healthy, we're supporting the system by supporting our avatar. What would you say to the people that feel like by sustaining our avatar, whatever we do by sustaining our avatar, we are indirectly supporting the system that's against us? What would you say to those people?
I, first of all, don't surround myself with those people.
I know, but...
My belief system, I'm like, okay, but my belief system is strong. You know what I mean? And I happen to love this place. I happen to love Earth. I happen to love my life. I happen to love the potential of what I can accomplish here. You know? So I'm laser focused on that. I'm laser focused on building a new world. Because if you don't like it and if you don't want to support the system, then what are you going to do? You should be building your own. And if you're not building your own, you're just complaining. And you're just negative, honestly. So, honestly, I'll tell those people, I'm like, okay, so are you taking the early exit or what? I mean, because I don't really see any other options.
Yeah. Let me, somebody said, Spirit is shouting Billings, Montana, about a future financial capital. Am I getting this right?
I have no idea what they're asking. Can you explain that to me?
I guess Billings is a city in the state of Montana. And it's, remember I asked you about the future financial capitals once New York falls?
Oh, capital place?
Yeah.
That's possible. It's possible. There's going to be financial capitals, absolutely. They're building up places like Wyoming and, you know, all of these places are building up a pretty solid system for themselves.
Indeed. Give me a second. All right, somebody wants to know, can you ask her if Betelgeuse, cosmic radiation,
Betelgeuse, the Orion star system, Betelgeuse.
Is it related to this? Is it correlated with this, they say?
Maybe on a dimensional level. Like I said, everything is happening on a multidimensional level, and if that's a belief system that you tapped into, then yeah, so be it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? But on a multidimensional level, there's a lot of things. It's like I was explaining to my kids today. I was like, you know, we focus on moving around the sun, but then our galaxy moves around its central sun, and then our central sun moves around, and we have an outer sun that moves around another galaxy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So, you know, where are we? You know, what do we focus on? So there are a lot of things going on a multidimensional level right now. And our eyes are being opened to different dimensional levels. By the time Uranus gets to, was it Gemini, right? Because it's in mm-hmm. Uranus is in Taurus, so next is Gemini. When Uranus gets in Gemini, it's going to get pretty gnarly around here. Like, we're going to be seeing UFOs and all kinds of stuff for real.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? So, yeah, because Uranus is the awakener, and Gemini is that creative mind. You know what I mean? So your wildest creations, and Uranus is going to step in and pull a trigger on all of that. It's like pulling the wool from over your eyes. Like, oh, we're going to let you see a little bit more.
Right. Wow. Somebody wants to know what's going on with the green ring appearing around.
That's something else y'all haven't seen that I ain't seen. It's funny, though, because New York is looking like Mars. Y'all looking at Mars, worried about the green.
In New York,
like Earth. And New York is looking like Mars.
Wow. Okay, let's
see. You know, I find it interesting that, you know, about maybe, 6 or 7 years ago, Elon Musk was launching a whole expedition to Mars that just disappeared.
Yeah. Why is that? Talk to me.
Just disappeared. Literally. So first of all, he's a little, I don't have words
out there
for him. Yeah.
He's out there. He's out of here. We tend to give
credence to people because, you know, they quote unquote, we think they're billionaires. And not only that, because we have a little bit of white is right in us. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So had he had been anybody else, he would have got called on it. They would have called him a grifter.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Literally. Because first he's talking about, hey, let's give me $100 million, you going to Mars, and then now Mars has disappeared. Now I'm building underground tunnels under Vegas. Give me another $100 million. Nope, I'm gonna buy Twitter. Give me another $100 million. But had a black person had done that, you would have had a problem.
Right. Great point. Why the Mars mission just suddenly stop? Did something happen we don't know about?
Because he probably couldn't go to Mars.
Yeah.
There's higher entities involved here.
Yeah.
They're like, no, you can't go. We're going to shoot you down. We're going to, you know, whatever. So, because you notice it quietly went away.
Yeah. Somebody said, yep, why he chose Mars. Why do you always talk about Mars when they talk about going somewhere? Somebody wants to know why they chose Mars.
Because he's aggressive. Because he got some heavy Mars in his. He's a 2 o'clock. So he got some heavy Mars. You know that will. Your planetary connection and your planetary energy will be connected to your own planetary energy.
Mm-hmm.
So during that time when he was talking about going to Mars, he was massively aggressive and strategizing.
Somebody said, ask Aquarius, when the people in the spaceships come to Earth, what is their purpose?
First of all, when the people in the spaceships show up, they've always been here. They're not coming to Earth. They're here. So that's first and foremost. And there's going to be different purposes. You're not the only one here. You know, and then you gotta ask yourself, are you really seeing the others, or are you seeing the military? Because the military has had this technology in these ships for a very long time now. To remember that the military itself, you know, went into agreements with that. I mean, this isn't their declassified, you know, some of their declassified stuff. Like, they have this technology. They have their own ships.
My fault, I had it on mute. I was talking, I had it on mute. You know what I want to ask you in terms, because they're talking about aliens. When we talk about Apple and Apple becoming the first $1 trillion company, and we see their success that they're having, and I don't see anybody else competing or came out with something to compete with what they're about to come out with, a headset, when you get to a certain level in this realm of Aquarius, are you approached by certain entities where they deem you like, all right, we're going to make you the head of technology? Why does Apple, everybody in this world, all the nations, China, Russia, Ukraine, all these people, Africa, it's so predictable. It's so obvious that Apple will come out with the headset that's going to take us into the future. It could have been anybody, but it's Apple. Is this plan behind the scenes that, okay, Apple's going to be the company that does this, and we're going to make them do this and do that and do that? Because, like, I'm sure there's plenty of genius out there that could have came up with what Apple came up with. Why did it have to be
Apple? There's only one group of people to blame for that.
What? Talk to me.
You know what group of people that is?
Oh, who? Black people? You can't blame everything on us, Aquarius.
We are the masters of viral communication, and we created the internet. We created the internet that you know of right now, the modern internet, which is built off the lifeblood of us. We determine who's going to be the next trillion-dollar company.
Mm-hmm.
And we always have. If we were to determine that that was going to be one of our own, it could be one of our own. But they know that, and they tap into us in that way. So this release of that headset, this was for us, to make us feel like, to feel comfortable with the metaverse so that we can usher in the metaverse. They need us to usher in the metaverse. There would be no metaverse without us.
Yeah, definitely. What would you recommend, Aquarius, to people that, like, I had to, these glasses I got on, these are actually blue light blockers. And I was in front of the computer so much, I was getting headaches the other day. And it's right behind your eye, you could feel it. And whenever I got in front of the computer, my eyes, I was like, shit, I had to close my eyes. I was like, God damn, this light bothering me. Is this thing we want to tap into the technology, but what is it doing to, like, do you think is it hurting us in ways that we don't know about right now, like in terms of our memory, in terms of our eyesight, in terms of our social skills? We may advance technologically speaking, but do you think in other ways it's hurting us in ways that we can't imagine?
The only way that is hurting us in the way we can't imagine is by creating new belief systems in our mind. That's the only way it's hurting us.
Did I
create
that?
Beliefs are the most powerful thing.
I create new belief systems about the glasses.
It's interesting because, you know, I had this discussion with my mom. She might be watching this. She might argue. Or she brought it up. But then she was like, she'll be like, oh, this thing, this is no good for you. You know what I mean? You know how your mom would say, oh, this is no good for you, right? Or I read somewhere, I heard, they said this is no good for you. That's a belief system. So if you believe it's no good for you, it's going to become no good for you, right? Mm-hmm. And then you find out something else. They're like, oh, this is no good for you. You started, like, you know, you left broccoli and you were here. You know what I mean? Like, that's no good for you neither.
Mm-hmm.
Or this is no good for you. Or this is no good for you. These are all belief systems.
Mm-hmm.
If you believe it's no good for you, it will be no good for you. If you put a belief system in your mind that something is going to be good for you, guess what? It's going to be good for you. It's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
And if you substantiate that belief system.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, you need to be focusing on putting belief systems in your mind, creating belief systems about things that will be good for you. Because if not, you're going to be consumed by your fears and all of these things that you think is going to take you out of here. And yada, 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 and you're making it a reality. You are immortal. I promise you, you're immortal.
Mm.
because of our belief system.
I think we're dying because of our belief system. That's a hell of a statement right there. Listen, Aquarius, this is an amazing show, packed house tonight. Before we get out of here, anything you want to leave the people with before we get out of here, Aquarius?
I mean, lots of things. Like I said, these things are to not – one of the things I want you to do, and I've said this on social media, I want you to pay attention to the signs. Take, like, even a couple of days. Pay attention to even the most subtle of signs. You got to get a notebook and write it down. Get a notebook and write down the things that you see.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't have to look up the card or anything.
Mm-hmm.
Just write down the things that you see. Because right now the veil is very, very thin, and a lot of messages are getting to you regardless of what you think they are.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So write it down, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to – that's going to validate what I said. I don't even have to say anymore. Once you start paying attention, you're going to see the things that I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to recognize that you are being guided, you are being led, and messages are being given to you.
Right.
So, you know, that's that. But on the earth side, we're going to be in New Orleans in August. So join us in New Orleans in August, August 15th, myself, King Simon, Lloyd Strait, everybody, we're the whole crew, we're going to be there. And you can learn about these things and you can learn how to decode these things for yourself. So definitely I want to see y'all there. I want to see y'all come to New Orleans in August because I'm going to be there. And life goes on. Nothing's going to stop. Life is going to continue.
Right.
You have to learn how to continue with life even though the shit is hitting the fan.
That is
one of the most important skills you're going to have in the next decade is how to continue to move forward like everything else that seems to be going on in the world and going bad. That's going to be your greatest skill. And you could do it. Like, we have the capability of doing it. Think about how when you were growing up in the hood and they were doing drive-bys and you still came outside and played basketball later on. After
we got to have that type. Okay. We got to be on that time. All right.
You were trained.
Yeah. Wow. Deep. Hey, question. Before we get out of here, for those, we got so many people in the chat right now. Before we get out of here, Aquarius Maximus is an amazing cardology reader. She's tapped into that science of cardology that can tell you about, you know, where this, we are this multidimensional beings, and we're much more than just what we can see with our eyes. And she's able to tap into our more expanded energies, our unseen energies, to give us an idea of who we are in a bigger sense than what we know of. You know, we're more than just what we do for a living. You know, we have a grand purpose down here. So if you want, contact her for that. I've got the links on the screen right now. I want to thank King Simon for posting her website and her Snipe feed. But before we get it, quick, Aquarius, tell me what's going on with, well, give the people an example. Use me as an example. What's going on with my car? Seven, a club. What can I expect for the rest of the year? You know, I'm December 17th.
What are my surprises?
Lots of surprises.
Lots of surprises.
Good, bad.
Because your hidden power card is the Ace of Spades.
That's my hidden power card.
Yes, the Ace of Spades.
Where do you get that from?
That's why you, well, your hidden power card is when you add your card to itself, right?
Okay.
So that, think about on your birthday. On your birthday, that's your card day, right?
Yes.
So every day we look at our energy in conjunction with something else. What about our energy in conjunction with our own self? That will represent your power. Your power is the phase, which is why you bring this type of energy, like you bring this type of knowledge to YouTube. Like you bring the Ace of Spades to YouTube, right? That is your power, right?
Okay.
It also makes you unpredictable. We don't know what your next move or show is going to be. That's the Ace of Spades. And that's good. Keep that power. Stay unpredictable. Stay new, fresh, and whatever. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So in the age of unpredictability, you know, what you bring is going to be more valuable, because that's where we're living every day as a nation state now. So more and more people are going to be adopting to this energy and wanting to hear about it, because they got to figure out how to navigate these sudden changes that are hitting left and right. They're going to want to know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to be busy.
Okay. I'm going to be busy. What can you tell me about, is Saturn anywhere in my chart?
Well, Saturn is everywhere. So your Saturn...
All right, guys. So I'm going to go ahead and end it there. We are at the top of the hour, 2 hour mark, guys. And the 17th, right? Today is June 17th. You know what I'm saying? 17 is every powerful. That's the 8th. Master number 8, guys. You know what I'm saying? So getting your chart, you know, pulling your own natal chart and getting into astrology. Astro Einstein, I know, is a good person for that. But even on your own, guys, astrodentist.com, I believe. But through Astro Dentist, my cat loves when I do podcasts. Through Astro Dentist, you can always pull your birth chart, guys. It's more to you just than your sun sign. You know, you have your moon sign, you have your rising sign, you have your Jupiter, you have your, you know, everything breaks down. There's more to you than just what you were taught. Even your name, there's more to you than your name. And, Sister Myra is definitely a good one. I'll post that in the show notes, guys. Give me some time to post it in the show notes. I'm on a run today. Today's my B-day. So, soul incarnating day, right? But it's divine and it's different. There's more to birthdays than just a birthday than what we know. It's a, like a planetary alignment. You know, it's a energy manifestation, you guys. So I encourage you to study more about who you are and why you came. You know what I mean? And a lot of that is in your chart. Okay. And if you need help, you can always email me, enhancingawarenessradio@gmail.com, or contact me through my link tree. It's gonna be in the show notes a little bit later, guys. I hope you enjoyed that, guys. You know, it's an urgency about what's going on this planet. This is cosmic realignment, you guys. But it's through the enslavement, or through the, you know, of a systematic structure that has been in rulership for this short. And we think it's long, but no, it was really a short period of time. You know, it's like, how long can you go on? Not, I mean, you know, and it's going to be war, it's going to be this, it's going to be that, you know, blah, 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 you know, spiritual. But what's cosmic and what's divine is going to happen regardless, you know what I'm saying, of how hard we try to fight, you know, just to try to control a reality or a destiny, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, even with my fucking self, guys, you know, it's like, you know, if we don't get in line, if we don't suit up as far as the cosmic order is concerned, baby, you know what I'm saying? And it's a warning for all of us, guys. It's not just like a threat and this and that. No, it's in a balanced project, right? As to a aid and a warning to not do what we have all been doing, you guys. You know what I'm saying? I mean, we have been running shit foul in the shadows, y'all. Come on now. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah, we sprinkle good things here and there and good, you know, deeds, but the undertone has been very foul. And Mother is very about the things that have been ran and going on as far as Daughter Earth is concerned. As an oracle, my fucking self, you know what I mean? I haven't been saying much because, you know, I get on these podcasts, but, you know, it's like it's happening, you guys, like, you know, and we all have been warned, you know what I mean? So the card pool that I pulled in this, and this is about sacred words, this is about knowledge, and this is about the magician. And I also went on to pull, you know, I did a birthday spirit for myself, but confidence, creation, freedom, prosperity, You know what I'm saying, guys? You know, it's all destined. But if we are feeding into realities, like she said, beliefs, if we are feeding into realities that truly, think about it, it's more than just survival and, you know, I got my clout as far as my power in this world and da-da-da-da-da. You know, I always tell people it's more than the me aspect. You know, we're more now into the us as far as elevation, you guys. That's where we at. I love you guys. Join me tomorrow. Don't know what time, but the shows are always uploaded before noon on each weekend, guys. So that's kind of what I'm rolling with now. But you guys know I love you to life. I'm going to enjoy my day. And, yeah, guys, till next time. Peace.
Somebody that wants to make sweet romance.